Welcome and Sabbath blessing to all the precious family that are joining us in the room. For those that will be listening later on recording, Sabbath blessing everyone on this Sabbath, February 1st, 2025. This is our part two of our chapter 84 entitled Peace Be Unto You of our lesson 427. I hope and pray everyone can see the presentation in the room, dear ones, and we are they're going to ask our dear brother to bless us with the new tiny thought. Our hymn is number 476, entitled Burdens Are Lifted at Calvary.
Now, what would you say if I told you I didn't know this song? Days are filled with sorrow and care. Hearts are lonely and drear. Burdens are lifted at Calvary. Jesus is very near. Burdens are lifted at Calvary. Calvary, Calvary. Burdens are lifted at Calvary. Jesus is very near. Cast your care on Jesus today. Leave your worry and fear. Burdens are lifted at Calvary. Jesus is very near. Burdens are lifted at Calvary, Calvary, Calvary. Burdens are lifted at Calvary. Jesus is very near. Troubled soul, the Savior can see every heartache and tear. Burdens are lifted at Calvary. Jesus is very near. Burdens are lifted at Calvary. Calvary, Calvary. Burdens are lifted at Calvary. Jesus is very near. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, dear brother. We are going to ask one of the precious little ones to open their section with prayer. May you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
Sabbath blessings, everybody. Thank you, God, for the Sabbath day. It's the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shall they labor and do all their work, and the 7 days the Sabbath of the Lord. Be with the people who's in the Sabbath, who's not in the Sabbath. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, dear little one. It is story time. And I need all the little ones to pay very close attention, for this is a very wonderful study. And I hope by God's grace that the Lord will bless each and every one of you. This is our chapter 23 entitled Calvary in our story book, the story about Jesus. And I will hand it to our dear brother.
Well, here, let's see if I can't. Let's see, that's the chat. Get that out of here. Shove this to one side. Now the font's big enough, I can see it. Okay, the Bible verses for our lesson are taken from the book of Luke, chapter 23. And Pilate gave sentence that it should be as they require. What did they require? They required that Jesus be crucified. I don't know, I wish he hadn't done that. And he released unto them him that for sedition, what is sedition? That's an effort to cause rebellion. Pilate, and he, Pilate released unto them him who, for sedition and murder, that's taking someone's life, was cast into prison, whom they had desired, but he delivered Jesus to their will. They wanted him crucified. And as they led him away, they laid hold of one Simon, a Cyrenian, coming out of the country, and on him they laid the cross, that he might bear it after Jesus. Next slide, please. Jesus was hurried to Calvary amid the shouts and jeers of the crowd. As he passed the gate of Pilate's court, a heavy cross, which had been prepared for Barabbas, was laid upon his bruised and bleeding shoulders. You ever get an alley, children? You don't want anything to touch it. Jesus had alleys all over his back, and yet they laid that cross on him and says, carry it. Crosses were placed upon two thieves who were to suffer death at the same time with Jesus. The load was very heavy for the Savior in his weary, suffering condition. He had gone but a few rods, which was a few yards, when he fell fainting beneath the cross. When he revived, the cross was again placed upon his shoulders. He staggered on a few steps and again fell to the ground as one lifeless. His persecutors now realized that it was impossible for him to go further with his burden. He didn't get a last meal before his death. He hadn't eaten anything since Thursday evening. Friday went by. Here it was, it would have been more than a day since he'd had anything to eat. They were puzzled to find someone who would carry the humiliating load. Who else would want to carry a cross? Just then, they were met by Simon, a Cyrenian. He's in the second picture from the left above this screen, coming in from the opposite direction. Sister White says that he voiced pity for Jesus. So the Roman soldiers seized him and compelled him to carry the cross of Calvary. How could they do that? Because under Rome's government, you did what you were told, or they'd probably take a sword and kill you. The sons of Simon were disciples of Jesus, not part of the 12 maybe, but disciples. But he himself had not accepted the Savior. Simon was ever after grateful for the privilege of bearing the cross of the Redeemer. The burden he was thus forced to carry became the means of his conversion. The events of Calvary and the words uttered by Jesus led Simon to accept him as the Son of God. Arriving at the place of crucifixion, the condemned were bound to the instruments of torture. The two thieves wrestled in the hands of those who stretched them upon the cross. But the Savior made no resistance. This is taken from the story of Jesus, pages 140 and 141. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, dear brother. We will be reviewing the first part of a new chapter of a lesson entitled Calvary in our Tiny Thought lesson book, The Story of Jesus. And that will take place February 8, 2025. Well, dear ones, this is the time that we are going to learn precious lesson in God's creation through nature. We are continuing our topic, Moms of the Bible. Let's have a listening ear, little one, for our dear brother Josh will be the one to share.
Sad blessings, everyone. Here's today's lesson concerning the mammals of the Bible. Our Bible verses for our lesson and our topic, Mammals of the Bible, taken from the Family Bible Lesson, Year 2, Quarter 4, Lesson 5, A Soldier and a Widow, in Luke chapter 7, verses 11 to 12 says, "And it came to pass, as the day after, that he went to a city called Nain, and many of his disciples went with him, and much people. Now when he came nigh to the gate of the city, behold, there was a dead man carried out, the only son of his mother, and she was a widow, and much people of the city was with her." And today it will be, even today in Beesaburn, we'll be going on to lesson 5, a camel's hump, legs, and feet. And the memory verse for the whole lesson is Matthew 11:30, "For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." And the character quality of the whole story is trustfulness versus mistrust. Trustfulness is a confidence in God to direct in all matters of your or one's life. Okay, here we go. Nature, a camel's hump, legs, and feet. The camel is an unusual mammal with a hump on its back. This hump is made mostly of fat. Strong bands of tissue hold pads of fat together, making the hump above the backbone. Jesus made the camel with a great big fatty hump. "I would like to ride a camel. I go bump, bump, bump." This extra storage provides energy when there is no food available for the camel. When a camel goes on an extra long trip or is starving, the hump shrinks. Once it again has food and rest, the hump becomes firm and plump. The hump does not store water. God wants us to store his word in our minds to comfort and encourage us and other people as Jesus did the widow of Nain. Camels have long necks and legs that are strong, long and strong. This is a great help for the dromedaries in the desert. The stilt-like legs of the camel hold the camel's body high above the hot desert sands and thus help it not to sweat much. In the upper part of the leg are powerful muscles that help the camel carry heavy loads for long distances. Camels are the only animals that can live in the desert and carry loads across it. Some camels have been known to carry 1,000 pounds, or 450 kilograms, by about 330 pounds, 150 kilograms, is the usual load. When working, they travel about 25 miles, or 40 kilometers, each day, at a speed of 3 miles, or 5 kilometers an hour. Sometimes a number of camels travel together in a line, one behind the other, across the desert. This is called a caravan. This is the name of the group that took Joseph to Egypt, as a matter of fact. And continuing, caravans can remind us of the line of people that were coming out of the village of Nain in the funeral train. Camels walk when it is very hot. When they travel faster, they gallop or pace, like in the picture from the first page, previous page. The pace is a medium speed where both legs on the same side lift and come down together. This causes a swaying, rocking motion, and riders can become seasick. Did you know camels are called ships of the desert? Do you think a camel's long legs would get in the way when it sits down? They do not. The camel folds its... The camel folds its front legs under its body, falls to its knees, folds its rear legs, and lets the rear part of the body fall to the ground. See the illustration on page 101. To get up, it straightens its hind legs, then jerks up its front legs. The camel can sit down and get up again this way with even heavy loads on its back. The tough leathery skin pads on the camel's legs are like cushions when the animal is kneeling. Did you know that guys made you in a special way too for kneeling? That's why he gave you a kneecap. Camels had to kneel down before they could be loaded. This can call to mind that if we want to be a burden bearer for God, we must first humbly kneel in prayer. Jesus spent a lot of time on his knees, and it helped him to carry the weight of the sins of the world. A camel's hump is very sensitive to pressure. This makes it necessary to be very careful in loading the animal. Padded saddles are used from which the load hangs down evenly on either side. Like a man is careful in loading his camel, so we can trust us to our master not to give us more than we can bear. He promises us, "Keep my burden is light." Matthew 11:30, our memory verse. On the camel's foot are two toes. A hoof that looks like a toenail grows on the front of each toe. The camel walks on the broad pad that joins its two long toes. The pads spread when stepped upon, and they are about as big as a dinner plate. Camels are supported by their large feet on the sand, the way a man walks on top of the snow with snowshoes. The camel's cushioned feet makes hardly any sound when walking or running. Our Jesus made the camels with skin between their toes. He also gave them to pass on the bottom of their soles. They can walk in desert sand where it is hot indeed. Our Jesus made the camels with feet to meet their need. Camels raise their heads more than 12 feet or 3.65 meters in the air. This helps them to see for miles in a flat desert, and they can find food and water in this way. Their long necks help them to reach down to graze on low desert plains. As a camel train moves across the desert on these plate-like feet, it reminds us of the funeral train Jesus met in our lesson story. And below we see the picture of a camel caravan. Here in the remind things you can do while you remember this lesson. One, as you work together as a family, let your chores remind you of your lesson. Two, when you help mother or father even, make a dish special to take to a friend or family member who had a loved one and that died. Remember your lesson. Three, as you set the plates on the table for lunch, think how the camel's feet work. Four, as you put a cushion down for a grandmother or grandfather to sit on, remember the cushion pads on the camel's legs for kneeling. Five, when you're asked to walk to the mailbox in the hot sun, remember the camel train and the funeral train. Next, on the reinforce activities you could do to help you remember the lesson. One, look for camels. Use your encyclopedia or guidebook to identify the breed. Two, notice the heads, bodies, legs, and feet of other mammals. See how many unusual shapes and sizes there are, each fulfilling a purpose. Three, if you have an opportunity, attend a funeral and comfort the people. If appropriate, tell them about the resurrection of the dead. Four, for individual activities, stories, and poems, use the book entitled Children's Bible Activities, Stories, and Poems for this quarter. Five, say your memory verse. And next is the remarkable parent food. During in his ministry, Jesus had raised the dead to life. He had raised the son of the widow of Nain, the ruler's daughter, and Lazarus. But these were not clothed with immortality. After they were raised, they were still subject to death. But those who came forth from the grave at Christ's resurrection were raised to everlasting life. They ascended with him as trophies of his victory over death and the grave. These said Christ are no longer the captives of Satan. I have redeemed them. I have brought them from the grave at the first fruits of my power to be with me where I am, never more to see death or experience sorrow. These went into the city and appeared unto many, declaring, Christ has risen from the dead, and we be risen with him. Thus was immortalized the sacred truth of the resurrection. The risen saints bore witness to the truth of the words. Thy dead men shall live, together with thy dead body shall they arise. Their resurrection was an illustration of the fulfillment of the prophecy. Awake and sing, that ye dwell in dust. For thy dew is as the dew of herbs, and the earth shall cast out the dead. Isaiah 26:19. The Desire of Ages, page 786. Illustration, camel kneeling. And I'll return the mic back to Mom now.
Praise the Lord, and thank you so much, dear brother. Welcome to all the precious family that are joining us. And remember, little ones, burdens are lifted at Calvary, Calvary, Calvary. Burdens are lifted at Calvary. Jesus is very near. Amen. Welcome to all the precious family that are joining us and those that are joining us in other devices and later on recording. Our opening song is a hymn entitled Wonderful Peace. You can find it on the hymn book in number 466. If you would like to share the hymn with us, dear ones, you may unmute your mic to do so. Far away in the depths of my spirit tonight rose a melody sweeter than song. In celestial light straining unceasingly fall, oh my soul like an infinite calm. Peace, peace, wonderful peace, coming down from the Father above. Sweep over my spirit forever, I pray, in boundless billows of love.
What a treasure I have in this wonderful peace, buried deep in my innermost soul, so secure that no power can mine it away, while the years of eternity roll. Peace, peace, wonderful peace, coming down from the Father above. Sweep over my spirit forever, I pray, in fathomless billows of love.
I believe when I rise to that city of peace, where the author of peace I shall see, that one strain of the song which the ransom will sing in that heavenly kingdom will be. Peace, peace, wonderful peace, coming down from the Father above. Sweep over my spirit forever, I pray, in fathomless billows of love.
Weary soul without gladness or comfort or rest, passing down through the rough pathway of time, make the Savior your friend ere the shadows grow dark. Oh, accept of this peace so sublime. Peace, peace, wonderful peace, coming down from the Father above. Sweep Over my spirit forever I pray, in the phantomless billows of love. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, dear loved ones. We are going to ask any one of the little ones, all their siblings, mommies or daddies, or even our guests to open the family meeting with prayer. May you unmute your mic, dear ones.
Our blessings, everybody. Thank you, God, for waking us up for this morning and please protect us. Please protect me and my mommy and my daddy and my uncles and my other uncles. Please protect the Sabbath day that we're going to be learning. Please protect the words that we're going to be learning. Please protect everybody that I know. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Our opening scripture to our study today is taken from the book 1 Corinthians 13:12 from the King James Version, and it reads, "For now we see through a glass, darkly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then shall I know, even also I am known." This summer, boys and girls, mommies and daddies, or even our guests, we will continue in our study with part two of our lesson entitled "Peace Be Unto You," of our study book, The Desire of Ages. If any one of the dear little ones or any one of the remnant family would like to take the following verses, may you unmute your mic.
That is Luke 24, verse 45, King James Version. "Then open he there understanding that they might understand the scriptures. Luke 24, verse 46, King James Version. "And said unto them, Thou, thus it is written, and thus it behooved Christ to suffer for it, and to rise from the dead, the third day. And that," Luke 24, verse 47, King James Version. "And that
repentance,
and remission of sin should be preached in his name among all nations. Beginning at Jerusalem."
Luke 24:48 and 49, King James Version. "And ye are witnesses of these things, and behold I send promise of my Father upon you. But tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem until ye be endued with power from on high. John 20:22, King James Version. "And when he had said this, he breathed on them and saith unto them, Receive ye the Holy Ghost." John 20:23, King James Version. "Whosoever sins ye remit, they are
remitted.
Unto them, and whosoever sins ye retain, and they are retained."
Amen.
Amen. Good job, little ones. Praise the Lord. Today we will cover pages 804 through 805. Welcome to all the precious family that are joining us. We are in the desired ages, page 804. Continuing, we would like to take the following paragraph, dear ones. May you mute your mic.
The resurrection of Jesus was a type of final resurrection of all who sleep in him. The countenance of the risen Savior, his manner, his speech were all familiar to his disciples. As Jesus arose from the dead, so those who slept in him are to rise again. We shall know our friends, even as the disciples knew Jesus. Next slide, please.
Continuing the reading. They may have been deformed, diseased, or disfigured in this mortal life, and they rise in perfect health and symmetry. Yet, in the glorified body, their identity will be perfectly preserved. Then shall we know, even as also we are known. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 12. In the face radiant with the light shining from the face of Jesus, we shall recognize the lineaments of those we love. Amen. Desire of Ages, page 804, paragraph 1.
Amen. Let's learn our first beautiful song together, dear ones. It's inspired by 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 13 through 18, entitled Lest Ye Sorrow, Virgin, taken also from Scripture Song Singer in the section Heaven of the Memory Verse CD.
What is it?
You are
Amen. What a blessed hope. We are in the desired ages, page 804. Welcome to all the precious family who would like to take the following paragraph, dear ones. May you unmute your mic.
Desire of Ages, page 804. When Jesus met with his disciples, he reminded them of the words he had spoken to them before his death, that all things must be fulfilled which were written in the law of Moses and in the prophets and in the psalm. Should be an S on that. Concerning him, then opened he their understanding that they might understand the scriptures. Next slide, please. And he said unto them, thus it is written, and thus it behooved. What does behoove mean? Anybody know? It means a duty or a responsibility. Thus it behooved Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead the third day, and that repentance and remission of sin should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. And are witnesses of these things. Desire of Ages 4082.
Desire of Ages, page 805. The disciples began to realize the nature and extent of their work. I'm sorry, dear brother, go ahead.
No, I think I read the page number wrong, but you got it. I think I said 400. Go ahead.
Okay, dear brother. The disciples began to realize the nature and extent of their work. They were to proclaim to the world the wonderful truths which Christ had entrusted to them, the events of his life, his death, and resurrection, the prophecies that pointed to these events, the sacredness of the law of God. Next slide, please. The mysteries of the plan of salvation, the power of Jesus for the remission of sins. To all these things they were witnesses, and they were to make them known to the world. They were to proclaim the gospel of peace and salvation through repentance and the power of the Savior. Desire of Ages, page 805, paragraph 1.
Amen. So let us learn another beautiful scripture song together, dear ones. But this one is taken from the book of Mark, chapter 16, verses 15 through 18. Margin, taken from our lesson book, The Desirable Nation, and the Sunlight Sound Studio, Volume 2 of the Memory Verse CD.
And he said unto them, go ye. Shall
We are in the Desire of Ages. We are in page 805. Who would like to take the following paragraph, dear ones? May you unmute your mic.
The Desire of Ages, page 805. Okay, and when he had this, I'm sorry, and when he had said this, he breathed on them and saith unto them, receive ye the Holy Ghost. Whosoever sins ye remit, they are remitted unto them. And whoever sins ye retain, they are retained. The Holy Spirit was not yet fully manifested, for Christ had not yet been glorified. Next slide, please. And continuing, the more abundant impartation of the Spirit did not take place until after Christ's ascension. Not until this was received could the disciples fulfill the commission to preach the gospel to the world. The Spirit was now given for a special purpose. And I'll bubble down so that someone else can go ahead and read.
The Desire of Ages, page 805. Continuing, before the disciples could fulfill their officials duties and in connection with the church, Christ breathed his Spirit upon them. He was coming to the mount, committing to them a most sacred trust, and they desired, and he desired to impress them with the fact that without the Holy Spirit, this work could not be
accomplished.
The Desire of Ages, page 805, paragraph 2.
The Desire of Ages, page 805. The Holy Spirit is the breath of spiritual life in the soul. The impartation of the Spirit is the impartation of the life of Christ. It imbues the receiver with the attributes of Christ. Only those who are thus taught of God, those who possess the inner working of the Spirit, and whose life, the Christ's life, is manifested, are to stand as representative men to minister on behalf of the Church. Desire of Ages, page 805, paragraph 3.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Good job, everyone. Let's learn our last beautiful hymn together. And this one is entitled Spirit of the Living God. You can find it in the hymnal in number 672, and it will be sung a cappella. Spirit of the Living God, fall afresh on me. Spirit of the Living God, fall afresh on me. Break me, melt me, mold me, fill me, Spirit of the Living God, fall afresh on me. Spirit of the Living God, fall afresh on us. Well, dear ones, we are going to withhold all of the questions for our review next week by God's grace. We have come to the ending of our lesson. Next week, we will be reviewing part two of our chapter, Peace Be Unto You. Please have your questions or any other research based on the part one or two of our study. And you can send it before Thursday. Otherwise, you can hold it till we meet again by God's grace. Who would like to close with prayer, dear ones? And may you unmute your mic to do so.
May we bow our heads and our knees as far as we can. Dear Heavenly Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy most unholy name. Father, we thank you for this blessed Sabbath day. We thank you once more to bring us together to worship you and to receive our blessings today. We thank you for the participation of the lovely little ones and their parents, Father. Continue to bless them, I pray. Be with us now as we go into the other section of our studies. May you continue to richly bless us. Keep our minds stayed on you and bless the speaker, I pray. In no other name but Jesus Christ, our blessed Redeemer. Amen.
In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. Thank you so much, dear sister. Next Sabbath, by God's grace, that will be February the 8th, 2025, we will be reviewing our chapter 84 entitled Peace Be Unto You, part 2 of our lesson 426. Leaving this scripture and also a quote from our lesson book. The scripture is taken from Isaiah 26, verse 3, King James Version, and it reads, "Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusted in thee." And from the quotation, from page 331, paragraph 2, "Those who take Christ at his word, and surrender their souls to his keeping, their lives to his ordering, will find peace and quietude. Nothing of the world can make them sad when Jesus makes them glad by his presence. In perfect acquaintances there is perfect rest. The Lord say, thou wilt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee because he trusted in thee." Our lives may seem entangled, but as we commit ourselves to the wise master worker, he will bring out the pattern of life and character that will be to his own glory. And that character, which expressed the glory, character of Christ, will be received into the paradise of God. A renovated race shall walk with him in white, for they are worthy. May you all have a wonderful rest of the Sabbath, dear ones, and God bless.